Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation, our guest this morning, as he is every Monday morning. Hans, happy Monday.
Yeah, it's the same to you, Mark.
Yeah, you know, I read with some interest not only the New York Times report about Brett Kavanaugh, the retraction effectively by the New York Times in the story about Brett Kavanaugh, and noticing the fact that just about every single contender for the Democratic presidential nominee took the initial New York Times story and used it to call for Kavanaugh's impeachment. Shocking.
Well, this is just a continuation of the basically completely false propaganda campaign that was waged against him when he was nominated. And, you know, people seem to forget Senate Judiciary Committee, you know, referred several of the women who made these false claims against him to the Justice Department, saying these are criminal referrals. They need to be prosecuted for lying under oath. And, you know, unfortunately, so far, nothing has been done about that. So there's no deterrence to keep people from doing this kind of thing again.
Yeah, right. And it's not a matter of whether or not this might have happened. The point is, this Steyer guy is selling a book, and the alleged victim has no memory of this and has not come forward.
Yeah, it is. Look, if he was not a U.S. Supreme Court justice and therefore put in the position he is, he could easily file a defamation lawsuit for multi-millions of dollars, and I think he would easily win.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if our former governor, Eric Greitens, doesn't do that at some point here in Missouri, because there was a similar effort here, a coup attempt, so to speak, against him. That may come out in the coming days as well, I'm told. You know, on a separate issue, I know the IG report is due out soon. Kevin McCarthy was out talking about it this weekend. He referred to that whole FISA warrant application, the Steele dossier, all of that, as the closest this country's ever come to a coup. Do you agree or disagree with him?
Oh, no, I agree with him, because, you know, what happened was something that you'd think you'd only read about this in some bestseller spy novel. The idea that a counterintelligence operation was launched by the party in control of the White House against the opposition presidential political party, and the FBI, DOJ, all not only go along with this, but push this, you know, officials internally push this. And what basis do they have for it? Political opposition research that was never checked, never verified, totally not credible. And that's what they use to basically abuse their law enforcement powers to do this. It's, like I said, it's something you'd think you'd read about in a novel, but would never happen in the U.S.
Yeah, that's true. And again, we still don't know when that report's coming out. We say this every week. It's expected any time, but we don't know yet.
No, we don't. The rumors that came out last week were that the IG, Michael Horowitz, had completed the report, but had submitted it to the Attorney General for review. So we don't know whether that's true or not, but he's been working on it for quite a while. And remember, there were stories out at the beginning of the summer that it was supposed to be out soon. It's now the end of the summer, the start of the fall. So I suspect finally we actually are going to see it soon.
Yeah, hopefully we do. There's going to be big news there, I'm convinced. Hans, as always, my friend, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Great. Sounds good.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky there at H. von Spakovsky on Twitter. Be sure and follow him there. And, of course, you can always go to heritage.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.